We neglected to address one item yesterday that was under the operations handbook. That was the development of a council procedure for reviewing draft regulations associated with our management actions. And I'll turn it over to Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you recall from Gene's discussion yesterday and mine a while back, that the council has to review regulations to ensure that they are necessary and appropriate to implement our fishery management plan. And there was a lawsuit up in Alaska that has brought this to light. And we currently have two actions that we will be seeing the regulations on. And those regulations are Framework 19 to the Scallop FMP and Framework 5. Now, there are a number of ways we can do this official step that we haven't done in the past of deeming regulations appropriate and necessary. And we'll discuss that on the agenda in April. And we can either have the full council review regulations in front of them, which would be a huge delay in meeting our deadlines and everything. Or you can delegate the executive director and staff to review the regulations to make sure they are appropriate, necessary, satisfy council intent. Or you can have the council staff review them and make a recommendation to the chair. And the fourth thing that Gene brought up is that he has heard that in Alaska, which this all resulted from, that they are reviewing a draft outline of what will be in the regulations and will, as they submit their plan and make their final approval, will review this outline and say any regulations that are similar to this outline will be deemed necessary and appropriate. So I don't think we want to go there. But there are four options, and I'll bring those options to you in a straw man in April. But in the meantime, we want to make sure that we are covered with Framework 19 and Framework 5, that will be we will have regulations before the April council meeting. So here's a motion that if someone could make this as an interim measure to review these two sets of regs, if you'd consider that. What we're basically saying is that you'd allow the staff and executive director to review those two regulation packages, make a recommendation to the chair, and then the chair, on behalf of the council, would deem those packages, if in fact they are necessary and appropriate, consistent with the Magnuson Act.
Someone want to make that motion? Rip, seconded by John Nelson. Got to get your name on as many motions as we can, John. Okay. Any discussion? No discussion. Anyone in the audience? David?
David Fuller for the Fisheries Survival Fund. Very briefly, I think the important point is to make sure that what gets written in regulations is what's consistent with what the council recommended. That's what that lawsuit was all about. One thing that seemed to work very well, although it came a little late in the process, was with Amendment 11, Deirdre went through the regs very carefully and came up with a list of questions for the committee to consider. And it was a very structured discussion. It, I think, improved the regs. There were places where there were some inconsistencies, and we appreciate that and hope that you can build that into your process. I know that it takes a little time, but it may be worth it in many instances when you have complicated regs.
Yes, David's exactly right. As I mentioned before, when you develop regulations for 2 years and then you develop a plan for 2 years and then you finally submit it and NIMS writes the regulations with us, there's a lot of back and forth over the regulations with staff and the attorneys and NIMS people that are writing them. And there is a lot of gray area. So we want to make sure it's right. So this is a great step. And We do have an opportunity to comment on the regulations when they go to proposed rule, and the staff always looks at the proposed rules to make sure they're consistent, again, with what we submitted. And if they're not, this is what happens. We will bring them back to the full council for comment by the committee or whatever like that, so we can comment on the proposed rules. But if they are consistent, we don't, you know, ask the species committees or anything to look at them. So.
John Nelson.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I think you want to obviously look at the various options that you've laid out, Paul's laid out for doing this. I think, though, that there probably should be one step in there that the council does take a look at the draft rules. And I would suggest that Paul's just mentioned that the staff goes back and forth, reviews it, and gets back to the service, and then they try to hammer out any differences that they might have. And maybe at that point, when you have basically a final draft, but before it goes out to rulemaking process, that you just circulate it, email it to the council members with the understanding or statement that, no response means you concur. That way you don't have to spend an awful lot of time with it. But I think then the council basically has had a chance to look at it. If they have a problem, they can get back to staff and see if there's an issue. Ultimately, I would say it's the chair that makes that decision on whether or not there's going to be that change that's brought to his attention. But I would suggest that having the council have had that opportunity to take a look at the final draft probably would be a good step.
Okay, thanks, John. Any other comments? Okay, ready for the question? All those in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed, abstentions, one abstention. The motion carries. Okay, now we're on to the 8:30 agenda item, which is not going to take an hour. Just a couple of brief remarks, and then we're going to go right into the Research Steering Committee. If you're